Very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So this afternoon, we will continue with our sharing. Then there were a few who just came. Maybe we wait till An Chung and Sally, they are also here. Then tonight, I will re-administer the precepts again, so that all can receive these precepts. For the time being, we will just chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha in the Thai tradition. Compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, then virya, then mindfully we will make the salutation. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava Buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Okay, you can be seated. Relax yourself, then we can start. We will continue from where we stop. Turn to page 70. Heart Sutta. We have finished 1.2. Now we are part 2, 2.1. The 31 planes or rhyme or existence. First, we have the formless rhyme or immaterial world. Consists of four formless rhyme. This one we have gone through. Then we have the fine material world. It should be Rupa Loka. Consists of 16 rhymes whose inhabitant, the Deva, experience extreme refined degree of mental pleasure. These rhymes are accessible to those who have attained at least some form of jhana and thereby managed to temporarily suppress hatred and ill will. They are said to possess extreme refined bodies of pure light. The highest of these rhymes, the pure abbot, are accessible only to those who have attained the sainthood stage of non-returner or third stage of enlightenment, awakening, termed the anagami. The fine material world and the immaterial world together constitute the higher heavenly realm. So 2.12, make a note, is Rupa Loka, not Arupa Loka. Padmasuri not here, yeah? Now I'll let her know later. Because these 16 rhymes are Brahma rhymes. They are called Rupa Loka. 2.1, subsection Romanized 2, page 70. Then the sensual world or Kama Loka consists of 11 rhymes which experience both pleasure and non-pleasure, sensual states of mind. It is dominated by the five senses. Seven of these rhymes are favorable destination, and it includes the six deva rhyme and our human rhyme. That's why we are called Kama Sukati, means the happy rhyme of sensual world. Then the lowest of the rhyme, the lowest of the rhymes are the four willful state or bad destination, which includes the willful rhymes of demon, animal, Petas, hungry ghost, and hell rhyme. So these are called Karma Dukkati, means the sensual rhyme of suffering. That's why don't go down to the willful state, especially hell rhyme, Peta. I know. Hell is what? In Pali you call it. What is hell rhyme? Apaya. I must ask Brother T. Pali hell rhyme is called Apaya. Correct. I mean, I still can remember. My Pali not good. So don't go down there. The word paya is there. Very susa down there. A lot of paya, apaya. Enlightenment means mind that has clarity and wisdom and is no longer deluded. So this enlightenment you have to understand. When you say that being is enlightenment, is enlightened, means that form and mind you can say enlightened. Because of what? Because of the wisdom that form and mind has weakness awakened to or realized. But that form and mind is not you. That's why don't be deluded. So this is very important. That's why in the Heart Sutta, in true emptiness, there is no attainment, nothing. Genuine wisdom is with complete clarity and understanding. Third noble truth. Cessation of form and mind leading to Nibbana. Form and mind cease to be. Even the pure mind, pure awareness also cease. That's why the source, the Nibbanic realization of the unconditioned, you got no words to describe. Yeah, it's the unconditioned. That's why pure awareness, the true mind, also sees. That one is beyond the conditioned world, beyond the understanding of mind. That's why it's beyond thought, beyond mind. Okay, part 3. Part 3 is interesting. Report on meditation. Now maybe you got condition. I will introduce to you the girl who gave me the pointer and make this Heart Sutta short notebook possible. Miss Lee, where are you? Stand out at the back there. She is from Wuping Jingse. I think Po Hen Zhang Lao Shi Ni Shi Fu is related. Oh, related. Shi Fu lah, but is it related in? Oh, Chong Xiao Dai Da, Sadu, Sadu. Means, Ni Shi Gen Ni Gu Gu, is ma? Okay, now I understand. So she actually, from young, stay with Po Yen Zhang Lao and the Gu Gu. Then she was the one who actually learn a lot from Po Yen Zhang Lao. That's why he said the Sifu. And now she has to take over that role to maintain that place, help upkeep that place, and help to promote that place. That's why in the year, I think 2012, if I'm not wrong, is it 2012? That you invited me to go over there to share? Yeah, I think it's 2012, beginning of 2012, yeah. So we should thank her, we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, at that time she was very sincere, invited me over. At first I thought, go and visit, okay. Then after that, after the lunch, she make the request though. Then I can see the sincerity, that's why I say, okay. Then there was a lot of joy. That's how all this happened. And over the 15 months, not easy, because she helped to take the pointer, then put in email, send to me, then I had to edit. Then later on, they helped to compound, like in the forward I have written, many people help out. So you should thank all those Kalyanmitas too. Then those who contribute to all this very good Q&A and the sharing, they are also very important. That's why you should thank them. And now we are going into the report on meditation 3.1. This one is by one lady, Kairamita, who really, within short period of 19 weeks, developed very good understanding and meditative experiences. That's why she was beautiful. She also just came. Her name is Monica. She is there. We should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we should thank and also rejoice because Kairamita printed this book. Kairamita Fund donated, printed this book. That's why you all have great panami. You all partake in this gift of truth. So we rejoice for all Kairamita. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then the main person who do all the hard work and get it printed are those few Kairamita who help out. I think the main one is Padmasuri and Brother Tiong. They arrange for the printing. They do up the final typesetting, everything. Then the checking. But we still got a little bit of error, didn't pick up. So Padmasuri, you are back. Page 70. 2.1, Romanized number 2. You got the book? Heart Sutta. Page 70. The second group of the 31 plane, the fine material world, is Rupa Loka. Just a minor editing. Blanco of the A. I think last time MB spotted it, but we already sent for printing. corrected, the main copy. Good. So you all make a note. Blanco of the A, or just cancel it off. Okay? Then now we come to the question 3.1. This one you listen. When you have understanding, it's not difficult. This was a question posted by Monica, reported. It's very good. I follow Brother Teo's class for almost 19 weeks. 19 weeks means how long? 4 months. By now, he said. I can feel the calmness and peace within more often now. I can sit for 1 hour and feel light-hearted, with more clarity, joy, calmness and peace within most of the time. My mind is a lot quieter. See, this is the sign. No longer think alone. And less heedless, that is, with very much less wandering thought. When faced with problem, the mind is not so afflicted like before. Anybody who is serious with the faith can have this understanding and meditative result. That's why do not doubt. Just do. And this is very easy. That after all the sharing, you still cannot understand this. Then she said, my daily mindfulness has improved. See, you must do this. Now when I encounter a problem, the mind is not so easily stirred. This is what I told you, when you have right view, straighten your view, you will not react like before. You will not be heedless like before. I am now more aware of my mental intention, especially the evil roots, the negative ones, with the three evil roots. And with this clarity of awareness, I am able to cultivate the four right efforts. See, this is what you must do. To abandon, to prevent the arising, to promote and to refine upon the various mind state with greater ease. As you understand, this one become easy. That's how it transforms you, character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise. That's how from right view, Noble Eightfold Path can come about. Then after cultivating the daily mindfulness, when encountering sloth and torpor, I can just accept the state of sloth and torpor without any intention to do away with it. And this acceptance allows my silent mind entity to take over and remain in peaceful awareness with it. This is how you should meditate. Not to like have an aversion towards sleepiness. I come here to meditate. How come I cannot meditate? I'm very sleepy. So that aversion is a mental hindrance. That's why you cannot break free. You stay with it. accept it, then your sati will come. Then there will be a shift in consciousness. Then all of a sudden, your mind become bright and clear again. There's a lot of virya that come back. So where's the sloth and torpor? It's gone. Because you don't allow it to arise the hindrance. So this hindrance can be coped if you have the understanding. After a while, I can experience a shift in consciousness that makes my mind bright and clear with a lot of joy and virya. Then the sloth and torpor are gone. See? 19 weeks now, people can do like that. So you have to actually develop the faith. Huh? And you yourself can also realize all this. Then I answer, these are very good meditative results born of correct meditative cultivation and right understanding. Always remember, whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it can bring about more clarity of mind with inner peace and awareness to live life with a lot of happiness, joy and understanding, then it is the right meditation. Meditation as taught by the Buddha will also enable you to develop all the wisdom and virtue, wholesomeness born of the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, to live the noble life of a noble one. To truly live life, the mind must be in silent inner awareness to be with the moment, to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Most living beings are heedless because they think a lot, and they are most of the time too busy thinking, planning and worrying about life. So much so, they totally miss out on life, that is, they don't really live. Remember that day, first day or second day, I say they existed through life. You are not living life. Because you cannot deny that he is also conscious of life, but he held or heedless. So don't think only he or she also same. As long as you are heedless, it doesn't matter whether you are he or she, you are as if dead. So this is very important. When you understand this, then you will not be heedless. To be at peace with every moment of sense experience is genuine true wisdom. Can you be at peace with every moment of sense experience? No like, no dislike, no problem can accept the reality of whatever that arises. So this one is very important. To have the clarity of mind and right understanding or wisdom, to know how to act and live life to the fullest, meaningfully, is most important. Okay? So this type of understanding is very useful, very easy. That's why people who have the understanding and right meditation, they know what to do. And after that, she told me, she knows how to resolve her family problem and issue amicably. Then everything fall into place. Last time, a lot of worry and a lot of misunderstanding between children and her. Then her business, how to pass on to the children for them. So earlier on, she got this problem, she said. Then after she understand the Dhamma, she apply it, develop the understanding. Then the whole family becomes so beautiful. Everything becomes so beautiful. These are real examples of cultivator who just spent, how long? 19 weeks. But that was 2012. Now it's 4 years later. She will be very different, I tell you. That's why she keep on telling me, Ratio, I hope you understand. Sometimes I can't make it to your class. I said, no need, you already understand. You can cultivate on your own. And she was the one that was instrumental for bringing her sister, May. Where is May? Oh, Sadhu. To the retreat. She was a Christian now before she came. So because Monica was very sincere, she wanted to help this sister. And one day, she really came and asked me, Brother Teo, can my sister join the retreat? I say, why not? Your sister, she will can. Then the second sentence come out. But she is a Christian. No? Wow, that was a good one. I say, why? No problem. Christian also can listen. It's only truth. So that was how it happened. I think that was 3 years ago. We are 2 retreat earlier. This is the 3rd retreat already. We rejoice. Sadhu. So all this, you can actually witness and you can have faith. Because it's not only I say or I can do it. All the other kayamita cannot do it. Then no point. This is our teaching, better throw away. But if it's something applicable to life, can bring about transformation in character, personality and understanding, and improve your life tremendously, why are you doubting? What have you got to lose to give it a try? If you really give it a try, I tell you, you will have a lot of joy and gratitude that you make that decision. So hopefully this message can go into those who still have doubt and the faith are still not strong. Okay? So next page, page 72. The 7 stages of purification are important cultivation, especially so the first 3. This one I have gone through. Purification of morality or precept, sila visuddhi. Then purification of mind, which is citta visuddhi. Then purification of views, ditti visuddhi. With precept and samadhi complete and bright, Master Sanho said, the pearl light appear. The pearl light refers to the relics of the enlightened one. The wisdom is within you. How do you meet it? Put down your upside down mind and let go of false thinking or the deluded mind. Earnestly work hard at your meditation. False thinking mind is the mundane mind, deluded mind, or the heedless mind. So what is this message from Xuanhua? What is the message to meditate? Same. Put down your upside down mind, means what? Your wrong view. Then straighten your view. And let go of your false thinking or deluded mind, means what? The heedless thinking, understand not? Decondition it, clear it, so that the silent mind arise. And this is a true mind, meditative mind, without thought. You are so beautiful. Then earnestly work hard at your cultivation. So this is how enlightened beings also understand the meditation. So to develop the meditation, the body and mind must be in harmony. That is, they must both be in a relaxed state and at ease. And this is harmony. Otherwise, there is no harmony. No harmony, how to meditate. That's why my teacher said, mind is mind, body is body, body never the mind. But you have to also take care of body, because body is important too. Because body and mind must harmonize for you to develop the meditation. But he said, we choose take care of mind, because mind is most important. Body also important, because you need it to harmonize. So when you are not at peace, not relaxed, there is no harmony. How does the mind create disharmony? When there is fear, worry, anxiety, stress, what happens? Your body become what? Your body become full of suffering. Then all the negative energy of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, grief, it is going to lower your immune system and create a lot of suffering for you, disease. You will become weak. So this is what meditation is all about, understanding that body is also important. You take care but don't attach, understand not? You relax it, means do not hold on to all those things born of wrong view that condition your fear, worry, anxiety and suffering. Means all the wrong thought. things that are unfit for attention, like the Sabbasava Sutta say, you should not put attention. If you put attention to that thing, your unarisen asava will arise, defilement. The arisen will proliferate and become more strong. That's why you should only attend to things that are fit for attention. And according to Sabbasava Sutta, what are the things that are fit for attention? Yeah? What is it? Four noble truths. Then you develop the tree turning cultivation. And then you become beautiful because they are very conducive for understanding. They bring about harmony, peace, love, compassion, joy. That's why this one, when you pay attention, you develop wisdom, you develop a lot of wholesomeness. There is no fear, no lust, no selfishness, nothing. It's just beautiful understanding. Okay, we go on. To develop the meditation, the body and mind must be in harmony. That is, they must both be in a relaxed state of and at ease. At ease means no stress, no tension, no tightness within the physical body, and no fear, no worry, no restlessness, and no anxiety, etc., within the mind. So both body and mind are completely relaxed and at ease. And then you can meditate. That's why with sila as a base, samadhi will kick in. If you break your sila, you have a lot of fear, worry, anxiety. Sorrow and lamentation related to the first noble truth, realities of life and existence. The stress and tension within your physical body and mental arise because of your heedless living, via lack of mindfulness or attentiveness to live life. The heedless living arise because human beings tend to have a lot of problems and worry. They worry about their children, their children's education and their children's future, worry about their own health, their career and work-related problems, their relationship with their loved ones, their financial problem, their investment, their business, their wealth and their possession, etc. This is the reason why the Buddha said, to meditate, one must keep one's precept to avoid all evil, so that one's karma is taken care of via less heedless living. Hence, this is the reason why the Buddha has advocated sila, samadhi, and panya as the meditation, and also dana, sila, and bhavana. Dana is generosity to keep up, to build up the parami for goodness to arise. Then with this merit, you can make use of it, invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions to walk the path smoothly and easily. That's why Buddha teach you to do the closing puja. Ipmina punyang kamina. That one to dissociate or avoid the foolish and the heedless. Always meet up with the wise and enlightened one so that Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. So when you make this aspiration, make sure you're serious and you understand what the aspiration is. Otherwise, it's like parroting. You make aspiration to arise causes and conditions to avoid the foolish, but you don't know who is the foolish one or the heedless one, and you get excited with foolish one and the heedless one. Then how? Then the aspiration cannot carry through. It's just like those people who aspire to meet up with the Buddha during the Buddha Sasana when the Buddha arrived. They arise and they meet up. They cannot recognize. No use. Then sometimes they say recognize but didn't follow. Also no use. So I got one Kayan Vita last night. She very good. Li Leng. She's an accountant. He said, Bratio, very good. Is it? My aspiration now changed. I aspire, you want to meet, if I will have to have the condition to meet, I want to meet, recognize and follow. There was no more mistake. So you make aspiration without understanding, I tell you, not effective. You understand who are the heedless and the foolish, because they don't have the understanding of Dhamma. So when you associate with the wise, they have the Dhamma. So you must know them. And when you have this aspiration very strong, it will follow you. Then life after life you come, you will be able to have condition to avoid the foolish. Somehow, they cannot influence you and come after you. The best example is my life. I have told some of the Kayanamita. When I was young, first 6 years, of course, my mind was pure, beautiful. My parents actually don't have problem with me. I told you earlier on. Then I like no thought. No, my grandma thought I dumb, very scared, echo, cannot talk. Then later on, when I went to school, then she realized, hey, can talk, got friend. Then what happened was, my father actually, you remember, I told you, strike the commission from the social welfare, get the 2005 Hershey's bar, pay 200 ringgit only for the shop lot. But the shop lot is in the outskirts of Alostar. So we shift from Butterworth to Alostar. And that town is called Simpang Kola. Michael will know. Ching Yat also will know. Chaking Tiang. Oh, that one like Tai Kong one. All the gangster, all the drug addict, everything is there. Oh. And they got 3 road now. Oh. The 3 road all got gangster, different gang. Oh, no. So I tell you, you don't know how to survive, you should die inside there. Then I was the second child. Then I got other brothers. Then you know what happened? I stayed there. I got no problem with them. All the gangsters never come near me, never disturb me. Then I got one elder brother, remember? There was one day, he was walking along to go out to see the friend and play. Suddenly he saw the gangster, he can recognize them. Then he suddenly come to me. You know what happened? He passed his money to me. And I don't know what happened. He just passed the money to me. Then after that, then I realized this gangster confront him. Ask for money. Check, check, check. No money. But they never come after me. Throughout, when I was 6 years old, I was brought down there until I finished Form 5. No gangster disturbed me. Nobody approached me. You go and ask how. All my other brother and sister kena. See? You have to understand the law of karma, power, aspiration. When you have that nature, really, you become beautiful. Then when the time comes, this nature know how to inquire, know how to move. I don't need to wait for suffering to learn Dhamma. Then after that, the teacher come, the guide come, the book come. So how? That's why I like that saying. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I don't know them one, all this guide and teacher, all over the world. How can this happen? Why only within my family only happened to me? And maybe all Kayamita I ask, how many of you so lucky? That's why Kuan Yin's nature is very important. Protect, guide and bless. That's why you are like very blessed. And all this comes from understanding the Dhamma, developing the right aspiration and the vow. And my nature is an expert in that field. That's why it has perfected it. That's why it know how to do all this. That's why this life I come, I didn't learn all this. Then how do I know how to advise people and do it? Without any prototype or what now. Without even any case where means I know this one can help people. Because most of us see, work before. Then apply. But this one, people ask me that time, I got no idea whether it work or not. But my nature know, it will definitely work. That's why I dare to tell that person, if you trust me, I can advise you, I can share this understanding. And you do. Really work. Don't ask me how. We are not from this life. So this is the Dhamma that you have to have faith, confidence. Do not doubt. Anything is possible, and it's very powerful, very, very powerful. Because you invoke power of merits. And for causes and conditions to arise, means nature's law. You don't want to know how. Means what? It will go into the nature's law and it will arise without repercussion. You know why it's without repercussion? Means amicably it brings about the condition. It will not hurt anybody or cause any negativity. That's why this way of making aspiration is very important. Because you aspire for causes and conditions. You don't want to know how it happened. And I can tell you, from my this life experience, I used to tell my wife and many Kayamita, let's say, the moment you are born, you have all this so-called understanding, then you start to plan your life, understand or not? You plan until, let's say, because you know, these are the things you want, you plan. I tell you, when it happened through nature's law, you plan also cannot be like that. Whatever planning you do also will not be so perfect as nature's causes and conditions. I realize so amazing, no? Everything just fall into place like that or no? You plan also cannot be so perfect, no? Oh, then things just arise, happen. So these are the things you cannot find in book, but these are personal sharing, because this form and mind, this nature, have the understanding and it has actually come and the condition really manifests and show it to me. Everything just fall into place. Then the whole of nature, like you are very blessed, they protect you, they take care of you when you travel on spiritual trip and whatever thing you do. That's why it's like, cannot be so lucky one. But nothing to do with luck. All this comes from understanding, blessing. And that's why I used to share with people, you come to know my biography, you write a book, sure bestseller, I tell you. You will never believe that all this can happen. So, don't come and approach me for the biography. Unless somebody compile. CD also no use. No, you have to compile all the... I cannot write, understand or not. Then somebody must have good English. Then maybe if got condition, I will continue to share. Then you write. Then later on, if got condition, but not important to me, no need to know, understand or not. What I want to do is to give you faith, so that you have strong sadha. And when your sadha is strong, your virya, sati will come. Spiritual faculty will come and you will progress very fast. And I can tell you, my nature felt just like 2 years ago. That time I predicted at the end of 2013, I told a few kayamita. I can feel, the nature can feel, the kayamita force is very strong, ready to take off. Then I say, this year, 2014, the Dhamma will flourish within the Kayamita. And really happened, so many Kayamita progress. Then after that, I felt again, 2015 will be stronger. Then beginning of 2015, people write to me and request for Bodhisattva way. Oh, God, like that one. Then request for Diamond Sutta. Then request for Heart Sutta, Platform Sutta, and all that. Oh no, Platform Sutta, Heart Sutta already completed. You read this yellow book, it's inside there. Oh, this book. A final summary of Satipatthana Sutta. You don't have the transcript, go and get it, then read it. It's all written there, the condition. Then after that I realized, 2015, it moved even faster. And a lot start to have faith. Then this year, before this retreat, 2016, again, I told some of them, it will be even more fast. It will touch the heart of a lot of living beings. That's why you must have faith. Then you will also progress, you will also benefit. Hopefully, this can give you a lot of sadha. And I always advise you, don't miss this window. If you miss this window, you are going to regret, I tell you. It will be a long, long time before this type of window open again. not because of me, or because of the sasana, understand, or, and the being's nature. So you have this condition, affinity. The window is there, born as a human being, encounter the Buddha Dhamma, you are already so blessed. Then you somehow don't want to cultivate, don't want to become serious. What are you waiting for? Then you miss this window, like they say, door shut, how? Wait for it to open. Like those who misappropriate the Sammasambuddha's Katina offering. Aeons and aeons, or how many world cycles, come out, relative also don't have already. Then only you want to cultivate. It's not so fast, no. After hell rhyme, so long, come out, peta rhyme. Cannot find any relative to idang minyang tinang hotu to you. You will remain there also very long. Then after that, finally, when you take birth, make it maybe animal rhyme, demon rhyme. Then by that time, you human rhyme, the dark age, no Buddha sasana, nothing. So how? Oh, go down hell again. So, please, if you understand, don't go and try, take this type of gamble. While you have the condition, make use of it. To the awakened one, really living beings are very pitiful. That's why they have a lot of compassion. That's why in Mahayana, you don't blame them. No. They don't like the word delusion, no. Self-delusion. No. You know what word they use? Not Wu Ming. English, they translate as stupidity. You're a hell lot of stupid. Oh, Gu Qi, Yi Ci, not Hu Qi. So, Master Sun Hua, they all translate as stupid, you know, stupidity, you know. You're really, really stupid. You know. But I don't want to use such harsh words after all the Kayamita don't turn out. I say, because of delusion, self-delusion, that's why you all don't understand. Excusable for being heedless initially. But when you understand, please change. Okay? Then we go on. The heedless living arise because human being... Oh, this one I finish, Dana, sila, bhavana also finish. Dana, sila. Sila is morality. Bhavana is actually samadhi and panya. Meditative discipline, which is inclusive of samadhi and panya. Okay, 3.2. The question is, can one attain enlightenment through only hearing and without meditation? What do you think? The Buddha's time already given you so many examples. Why you say no? You listen, you awaken. Huineng also listen. Great enlightenment. Awaken. You think my teacher teach me that time I meditate? I wake up meditate, I also listen. So, then I understand, I use it, and I cultivate. Then of course you have to realize yourself. Because the moment they understand is because they are past. That's why this is the first turning wisdom, like Kondanya. Immediately he awakened. Then after that, the five ascetic, the Buddha followed by Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, you think they meditate? They also listen. Oh, straight away, Arahant. The fire sermon also. You think they meditate? They all listen attentively. The moment you understand, you are ready, you will awaken. So enlightenment can come in various ways. Then I say, yes, they can. And there are many cases of this happening even during the time of the Buddha, like Venerable Kondanya and Sariputta and many others. Normally such beings are able to awaken only through hearing because of their past cultivation and parami. Most of these people have in fact cultivated very sincerely and diligently before in the past. So that is the reason why in this life they will have the condition to awaken just via hearing the Dhamma. This hearing of the Dhamma actually corresponds to the first turning wisdom called Suttamaya Panya. So this Suttamaya Panya is very important. Wisdom born of hearing the Sutta or discourse of the Buddha. The other thing that I may need to share with you all is, you see, you must have confidence and positive mind state. Means you must be confident and what you say, believe in yourself, your capability. It's just like in our lay life, lay living. You know what's the difference between a potential living being who can become wealthy and successful and a normal living being cannot make it. The one that didn't make it, you know how is their response in life or not? Yeah? If, let's say you go and tell them sharing, you say, you can become wealthy, no problem. You just have to learn and understand how to do investment. Yeah? Or you tell them how to do business or study hard. And you know what they will tell you? They don't even want to listen. Because to them, they say, not for me. Why? I cannot honor. So what is happening? They completely shut off the door. They don't even want to give it a try. They don't even want to listen to what you say. If you become like that, the door is closed. Understand not? I realize a lot of Kayamita also say, "Ayo, I where can? I not like you all la." Understand not? He said, everything also so-so one. So-so one only, actually the lucky one. They say, the cunning one, bully the so-so one. That so-so one, Ti-kong bad profit. How in Hokkien, how they say? Gong-kia-jia Ti-kong. That's why you don't go and underestimate yourself. Just like last time, Brother Song, why like that? He didn't say the other way around. He was very serious. Then he said, for so many years, no, cannot. Then he said, why I so char? He asked me, Bertil. Before the following few months, that thing happened. So before that, because she bought one colleague, that lady, I forgot the name already, Apolai. She knew, she didn't know me, you know. I think just her, his colleague from Batu Pahat, I don't know what. Then that night, date Brother Song for dinner. You know. Brother Song said, cannot lah, Tuesday class. Oh, what is Tuesday class? Dhamma class. Can I join? Just one question. Then Brother Song said, come lah. First night only, she waited until everybody go back, you know, 11 something, I remember. Then sat down there. So I was thinking, why Brother Song and this new girl sit down there? Got something to tell me. Then Brother Song said, Polai got question. Oh, is it okay? You know what was her question? Right? She asked me, you know, said she English not so good one. Then she used Mandarin. He said she has been following her mom to temple Mahayana thing, and she has been listening to Dhamma. He said, your Dhamma is so different. He said, the moment I listen, I understand, and it hit me. You know, then I knew already. This one got her past one, got potential. Then I say, I rejoice. I say, now you listen. Within 15 to 20 minutes, I expounded the first noble truth and second noble truth. She was attentively listening. Then after that, she progressed so fast. That's why Brother Song said, how come this new girl from nowhere suddenly? Then she also got the ability to contact the higher being. Then she know. And she keep on telling Brother Song, you don't have to go anywhere. You go to Brother Teo's house. Because she like to come and sit and meditate. Yeah, later on, I come to understand. She said, up there told her, no, you don't go anywhere. You stay. That's how all this happened. Then he started to understand. Then Song said, I have been with you for so long. Of course, there is a gap. He came, then he left, then later come back. And he's so serious, so full of faith, and yet he finds it so difficult. That's why he told me, I read your Paticca Samuppada 6 times, I cannot understand head or tail. Then I told him, you don't worry, it's not your child. Your time has not come yet. Because I knew that he is very serious. Then I knew got coming obstruction. That's why I told him to ask for forgiveness and do the bowing. Clear the obstruction. Then he did that for 6 months. Clear, then he, that incident at Rayong, he should thank Yun Chan. Yun Chan brought a few only, four or five to Rayong. He was the only one that benefited. So after that, he suddenly understand the teaching. Even when he was there at night, he took out my note and read. How come before he was there, he can understand? After the thing connect with the silent mind, he start to understand. Then after that, he come back here full of joy. She told me, oh, I say, sadhu. I say, you will progress very fast. And really, after that, keep on understanding things. Any sutta, you go and open it up and show it to him. He can understand. That's why a lot of things you will never understand. So don't underestimate your potential. When the conditions are not there, you never know. When the condition is there, anything can happen. So have faith. Open mind. Give it a try. You got nothing to lose, isn't it? This one got charge or not? Free, no charge. Kayamita give you free, all the transcript. Recording also, Sui An give free. He will got charge you. This is the only free lunch. And yet, it is priceless. Because Dhamma, you cannot put a price tag on it. Then it ceases to be Dhamma. Because it is beyond any materialistic value. It is priceless. Okay? So, keep that in mind. Then we go on. Question 2. How do we apply the Dhamma to deal with someone who is very irritable, throw things in front of you, and rather unfriendly towards you? Apparently, he is like that because of the way he has been brought up. So we can't really blame him. And I don't know how to deal with him. This one I remember. Man Yuan asked one. Where is Man Yuan? Where is she? Man Yuan, where are you? Cannot see you. Man Yuan. Oh, sadhu. Okay. She asked one. That's why. All the three just came. Three. All the three got purpose. They said they come at the right time and the right day. She asked this question. Then you listen the way I answer. I asked her back, is he or she one of your family member or friend? Yes, she is one of my family member. That's why I related. That's why I'm very concerned. To apply the Dhamma is very simple, I told her. Just follow Noble Eightfold Path. She is just the way she is. So have the right understanding or right view to accept her for what she is. When you are at peace, then you will be at peace. If not, you will react and perceive her with negativity. Understand now? That's why you do that very difficult already. Which you had described via your own question. Because you perceive that she is like that one. Very well. She is like that because delusion. Because ignorant. Understand now? So when she has all this, she will behave like that. So you have to accept her. Then the compassion and the love for her. I said, this is the suffering that will arise when you are with people whom you don't like. See? Part of the First Noble Truth reality. This one is, I think, the sixth one. As described by the Buddha under the First Noble Truth. And the cause behind is your craving, born of your delusion. So to overcome this delusion or craving, you will have to accept her for what she is. Then learn to arise the right thought, pleasant and gentle right speech, following Noble Eightfold Path to deal with her. Do not react or reason with her, because it will not bring about a solution to her, to her so-called problem or negativity. As you have perceived earlier, have love and goodness of heart to understand her, radiate metta, and make aspiration to help her change for the better. All this will help. With mindfulness, observe her and await the right condition to counsel her and bring her into the Dhamma fold when conditions are appropriate. Slowly, with patience, loving kindness and wisdom, she will come to accept you one of these days. So very simple, isn't it? Huh? When you understand, you don't have to perceive her with negativity. Have love and pity her through compassion. You wait for opportunity or appropriate condition to help. Okay, next page. Purification of sila or morality, virtue. Sorry, purification of sila is purification of morality. Then citta, purification of mind, or content of consciousness. Then purification of view, ditti. Followed by purification of knowledge and vision of overcoming doubt are all very important cultivation. This is especially so for the first three purification, where one must get it right. The understanding of Dhammapada verse 183 on the advice of the Buddha is also very important, for it is based on deep understanding born of right view with regards to law of karma. So starting of course with the first advice, all evil is to be avoided. So the first inquiry is, what constitutes evil? Otherwise you cannot cultivate. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, delusion are the roots of all evil. So if your mental intention behind all your actions, speech and thought process are with this evil root, then they will condition you to become very evil. Hence creating one's negative karma via, you reap what you sow. For example, selfishness and anger. Once these evil roots are there, they can condition one to kill and harm and take advantage of situation for their personal selfish gain. Then sankhara, mental state or content of consciousness. There are 52. 52 cetasikas. And some are wholesome and some are unwholesome. So we need mindfulness and heedfulness to be aware of them, so that we can avoid all evil via this heedful mind. With heedfulness and sati or mindfulness, we can see clearly how all mind get conditioned into negativity. Mind states with the three evil roots via our own ignorance and self-delusion. How we get ourselves entangled with the evil mind states of anger, hatred and delusion. Lust, envy and jealousy, fear, worry, anxiety, etc. Through our lack of understanding of the noble truth, thereby conditioning us to grasp and cling onto the unreal, which has the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self come empty nature of all phenomena. Without wisdom, we will not understand how we are conditioned into negativity. See, you need wisdom, straighten your view. Understanding the third noble truth, that suffering need not be if we have developed the wisdom before confronting the first noble truth reality of life and existence is very important. And that enlightenment in the here and the now is possible once we have awakened to the three universal characteristics of nature. Then this is possible. With wisdom and awareness or sati, one can just be aware and let things be. We are seeing things as they are. And then there is no more suffering. One can then just accord and flow with condition without any resistance. Hence there is no suffering and unhappiness. We are wanting things our way, which is not nature's way or the reality. The reality is what is. We cannot argue with what is, where these are nature's law. Sati or mindfulness, which is the first enlightenment factor and most important spiritual faculty, is very important. Because without sati, there is no heedfulness. And without heedfulness, there is no spiritual life. Without sati, one cannot investigate the Dhamma to strengthen one's faith and virya. One must investigate into the following important Dhamma verse we have gone through. Verse 1, 2, 21, 22, 23, and 183. And confirm that this truth stand up to investigation, thereby establishing our faith in the law of karma as explained by the Buddha. to reaffirm our right view with regards to this law of karma. All of sankhara or mental activity, including all your feeling and perception, are impermanent, for they arise and pass away constantly, and are in a state of continuous flux. Thought activity also come and go, arise and pass away, its birth and death, appearing and disappearing, exhibiting its characteristics of impermanence constantly. With wisdom within, one see clearly, whereas the mundane mind without wisdom is heedless. That's why when you are mindful, heedful, silent within, you can see how your thought, your consciousness, together with its content, how the aggregate went out. That's why keep on arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Your perception, your feeling, yeah? Your thinking, activity of mind, mental state, and the consciousness keep on arising and passing away, arising. Then I call it birth and death. Because born, die. Born, die. Arise, pass away. Yeah. So all this will actually give you understanding. Then you understand all this perception or agree of mind. They come and go. You're still around. That's why they are not you. And this is a very powerful understanding. So all this can give rise to a lot of wisdom. So this last sentence is very important. With wisdom within, one see it clearly. Whereas the mundane mind without wisdom is very heedless. That's why it thinks a lot. But it cannot understand the impermanent. The self-delusion delude them. They are only interested in personal gain, anasana, selfish activity, lustful activity. Then getting angry, emotional. That's why these are all the evil roots. That's why the heedless are accepted. My teacher used to tell me, finally there is only pure awareness. This one comes from my second last teacher. Actually when I met him, my mundane mind haven't collapsed. She already told me this. Then later on when things happened, I realized what she said was so true. She told me that time, 1987 or 88, I forgot already. He told me finally, he said to you, only pure awareness. Then I understand what she said later on when it happened. Because mundane mind collapse, the true nature shine for only pure awareness. Then she used to tell me, you know, that. He said, later on when you have the pure awareness, you brush teeth and take bath or what, you become very different. Because she asked one kayamita, how you brush teeth? The kayamita say, take toothbrush, toothpaste, brush. He said, you still got toothbrush, toothpaste and brushing. Well, these are form. You know, perception of form is consciousness. What she is telling you is to use the mind to feel what is happening. So what you can feel is what? The tactile consciousness that arises and passes away as you do that so-called brushing. That's why nothing inside there. That movement, that tactile consciousness. That's why her teaching is different. That I immediately understand. So later on, I came out with my own understanding. I said, at least that whatever thing that you can feel is more real than all the external form. No? Understand? External form is what? You can only perceive them through your seeing, your smell. But at least feeling, your mind can feel it. Understand? Like when you take bath, all the water that run through the body, you can feel it, that tactile consciousness. Then when you brush. So this is at least more real. The rest, completely unreal. And I realized this on my own, very penetratively. That's why I look at things very different. That's why I can see beyond form very fast. And no need to perceive form. Beyond form is unreal, condition arising. That's why I can see form, the unreality form, and I can see beyond form. Form got no more meaning. Then I went into the feeling, no? I touched things. No? At least this is more real, no? When you live in this world, the thing that you can feel with your own tactile consciousness, this is more real. At least you can feel this. The thing that you perceive through your seeing consciousness, can you feel or not? Just an image. That's why you say, mind make a day. It's like a mirage. Like you see film show. So how real can it be? But at least things that I can feel, I can experience with the mind, is more real. But even that is impermanent. That's why it's unreal. So ultimately, empty. And become very clear. You know? But I like this one is because she said this. Then when I came to the understanding and realized I was so full of joy, I said, thank you so much. The gratitude. But I never go and look for this. You know? I never like you all. Well, Brother Teo say, only pure awareness. You know? Then try to look for it. Oh, am I in this state? Oh, I think I pure awareness already. I got no thought already. You go and find out for yourself. It's not like that one. When your mundane mind collapsed, then only it happened. The normal sainthood also don't go through that. That's why their wisdom is still not at that level. Cannot. So whatever it is, this is for sharing. My teacher used to tell me, finally there is only pure awareness, which is the true mind. This I came to realize later, see? When the rather gross mundane mind or thinking mind collapsed, leading to the true mind, which is just pure awareness and silent within. It is very fine and like no mind. You remember before? Where is she? Oh, I told you just now at the dinner table. Because I have to use word to describe, you know. But word cannot. Started. Qi fang zhen. Qi. This is another very strong fake. Ayamita. And the sister, Sally. Qi fang. Now all came already. Tonight can take precept. Sadhu. See? Those that are meant to be here will be here. Not meant to be here will not be here. And this one, you know, is very beautiful. That's why I want to share. Where did I stop? No, after that. I read this already, just pure awareness. But after that, what did I say? I supposed to say something. Okay. Thank you. Now I recall. I have to use word. I have to use word. Because this one is beyond word. But I have to use word. So don't go and imagine. Understand it now. Then later on do. Don't try to look for it. When it happens, you will understand. And you will have a lot of gratitude. And you will rejoice. Because it will tie in and connect. If you are on the right path, all this can happen. This I came to realize later when the rather gross mundane mind or thinking mind collapsed, leading to the true mind, which is just pure awareness and silent within. It is very fine and like no mind. It is like the pure nature or awareness just shine forth when the mundane mind or thinking mind is no more. Like the sun, the ray is ever shining. Correct, right? When no cloud, how? It shines through direct, isn't it? Got cloud? Clouded. And what do you see last few days here? 6 days. Sunny with the sun at the back. But a lot of cloud. Because just now Vincent, they just arrived, isn't it? Yesterday. Then he saw me down there. He said, Brother, wow, going to rain. I said, last 6 days was like that. A lot of cloud, dark cloud, but never rain. That's why you should thank the Dharma Protector and all these people for trying their best to make it possible. And the last 2 years, you know what happened? Before that, I was rain like anything, very cold. Then when we came out, that's why the Tang Jia, the head monk, they know. Then Teng Xiao Sufu, you know. The moment we arrive, Yun Chan will know. 8 days, sunny, no rain. Then on the day, we conclude, want to share merit, transfer merit. rain like thunder, pour, rain. Then next morning, clear again, we drive home. And it happened for 2 years already, you know, continuously. This year, I don't know. Don't ask me. Because this is nature, and you don't go and expect, you know, it produces like that. When you want it, no more. Understand? You just let it be. If it happens, it happens. But they are helping us. That's why when you share merits with them, they have a lot of gratitude. They protect the sasana. They will do their best. That I told you, everywhere we travel, the weather like very blessed. You are very blessed. The weather is very kind. Then everything goes on smoothly. So when you have that nature, things will manifest. That it will happen naturally. You don't have to go and look for it or think about it. Because nature is nature. When you understand nature's law, you know how to connect. You know how to do all this. Okay? Then I go on. It is like the pure nature or awareness just shine forth when the mundane or thinking mind is no more. But there is such a thing as life, even though it is only within the moment. As we have established earlier on, the past is already gone, hence it's not a reality anymore. Similarly, the future has yet to come, so it is also not a reality. Hence, the only reality in life or existence is only the present moment. And moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Every thought just arises and passes away very quickly. So as real as it can be, it is only within the moment when it arises. After that, it is gone, dead and gone, split second. So how real can life be? Because present moment is the only reality, and yet it comes and it goes within that moment. The moment you talk about it, present moment, is gone. That's why when you see this, you will not be deluded. You will not grow. You will not cling. Everything is just mimic. So do wake up and do not dream anymore. Wake up already, or still dreaming. The phenomenal world of consciousness is not what you think. As long as you are not deluded to grasp and cling, then you are okay. And you won't be afflicted. So don't hold, don't grasp, and don't cling or attach to anything. Even through memory, see? The subtle attachment that you deposited in your brain. Then you will be free and peaceful always. Without delusion and ignorance, you are beautiful. When you can see things as they are, then you will not be deluded by them. The form and mind will be clear to you. Then there will be no more entanglement to cause you any more mental suffering. The reason being, the mind has awakened to the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. Hence, no more delusion. And you are no longer gullible. With heedfulness well established, the mind is constantly aware of all your mental movement and intention. You will come to know how you are conditioned into negativity via your mind's delusion. That conditions you to grasp and cling onto your five aggregate of form and mind as the I, me, and the mind. You will also come to know how your like and dislike come to be via your reaction to what you see and perceive at the moment of sense experience. When you lack wisdom or yoniso manasikara, which is wise attention at the moment of sense experience, you will come to experience all of the Four Noble Truths, the dependent origination, and how your mind functions via witnessing the 12 links occurring within your mind. Always be aware within and develop the ability to use the trained mind in heedfulness to cultivate the penetrative wisdom born of the direct seeing, to clearly awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, to liberate your mind. You will come to witness how all your feelings arise and pass away like a bubble. All of your perception, activity of mind, and mental consciousness also exhibit the same characteristics or impermanent, leading to your ability to realize their anatta nature, anatta or non-self, or empty nature, and suffering nature within all phenomena, where this is a universal characteristic. Okay, 2.1. What's the time now? Oh, 2:44. Oh, we are still early, huh? Okay. I supposed to start at 4. Then after that, you meditate for about 1 hour plus. Okay, good. 2.1. This concept of form is emptiness and emptiness is form. It's very difficult to grasp, and most people cannot understand. There are also some Buddhists of the Theravada tradition who think that Mahayana teaching is not authentic. Yeah? You heard about this, isn't it? Some comment until, I also have a lot of compassion. I say, I hope they understand what they say. Because they cannot accept the Heart Sutta teaching that say form is emptiness and emptiness is form. But for those who understand, there is no such problem, because basically the Buddha's teaching on anatta as presented in the Theravada tradition also gives the same meaning for anatta as non-self and empty nature of all phenomena. And the word sunyata or emptiness is also in the Theravada tradition. Understand not? For whatever that is impermanent, it is not a permanent unchanging entity that we can cling on to and say this is me or this is mine and this can be. Oh, sorry, this is me and this is I or this can be mine. That is, they cannot be owned or possessed. Ultimately, they are all mind-made and empty because form and mind are conditioned arising. Hence, he no you, he no me. So you still got loved one, got girlfriend, I own this, I own that. That's why you get into trouble, you entangle. Now, doesn't mean girlfriend, wife don't exist. They are real, I tell you, got karma one. Don't play. But don't attach, don't cling, understand not? Understand that they are like you, form and mind. Go the way of nature. Subject to the same First Noble Truth reality. Without wisdom, they suffer. You also suffer, you don't have wisdom. So make haste in developing this understanding and wisdom. Also, the Buddha always say, that's why I like this, Rupang Anicchang, Rupang Anatta. Before something exists in space, there is only space or emptiness. So form does not differ from emptiness. There is only space or emptiness. So form does not have different characteristics with emptiness. So in form, you are able to see and understand the principle of emptiness and hence not get attached. If we go direct into the mind, then we will know that all knowing comes from mind, as mind is the forerunner of all things. So everything is only consciousness appearing and disappearing. That's why our phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. So how real can it be? The reason why it's empty is because it is just a mental image conjured by consciousness, which is like a great magician, as explained by the Buddha via his analogy of the five aggregates of form and mind. So this one, I hope, is clear. You want to understand more, read the book, Emptiness, the purple book. Okay? The clang talk that I delivered, that one is very detailed. Meditation. All phenomena, whether physical, mental, or nature's phenomena, exhibit these three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, and non-self or empty nature. Take for example, our in and out breath, our footstep, our heartbeat, our feeling, our perception, our thought and consciousness, and our bodily vibration. This one, my nature contemplate it on my own. That's why I share with you. My teacher never teach me. I realize the breathing, in and out breath, is also arise, disappear. Arise, disappear. Then your footstep, you all do walking meditation. I never do like that. My second and last teacher teach me one is different. I just walk and develop the awareness. I don't go and note mental intention, intending to walk, intending to walk, intending to turn it. To me, that one, I already knew it doesn't work. I have to silence my mind. Then my second last teacher, very good. He said, when you do walking meditation, you don't go and do like they say, note the touch, the feeling. Then look at the form. Rising, pushing, pushing, stepping, then rising, rising, pushing, stepping. And they draw the 4-5 phase movement. Then you're supposed to do that. Then my colleague, that lady who together meditate with me, that offered the land to Rama Mahinda and Nancy, he said, morning check-in, afternoon check-out. Well, he said, that type of meditation like a zombie, she almost collapsed in the meditation hall. So this is what is happening. But my teacher very good, he said, when you are mindful, you can see the birth and death of the footstep, understand? Understand? The moment that step arises, then there is a sustainment phase. Then the moment you step, die. That's why born, die, arise, disappear, arise, disappear. This is what you're supposed to insight into, understand? When you are mindful, you just walk. Then the mindfulness will let you understand. That's why I came to contemplate on my own. Birth and death, rise and fall, appear, disappear. How is appear, disappear? This moment I perceive, next moment I don't perceive. Understand? It's gone, that phenomena. Can follow that? Then perception is, this moment I perceive, next moment there's another perception. That's why it's gone. Birth and death, appear, disappear, appear, disappear. I tell you, no magician can be so fast. That's why your mind, I tell you, fantastic magician. Then your heartbeat. Some told me when they can feel the heartbeat. Wow, brother, very loud. Sure, it has been like that for very long. Your vibration is very gross. But you do lying down, you silent, it will slow down until finally no movement. Because when you are silent, completely aware, the vibration of your awareness go down. It will condition your heartbeat to slow down. That's why you do all this anapanasati or whatever breathing exercise. During the early years, I did it. Then even until now, I don't have BP problem. You know what is BP? Blood pressure, I don't have one. Although I got diabetic. Type 2, heredity. But I never have BP problem. Because I know how to silence. Then your feeling also arise and pass away with every moment of sense or consciousness. Then your perception, like I tell you, I see, appear, disappear, keep on arising and passing away. Then our consciousness also same. One moment seeing, next moment hearing, next moment thinking, then breathing, means taste, tactile, and all those things. The smell. So all this, together with all other bodily vibration, they really show to you very clearly that the whole world is having these characteristics of impermanent. Because these are the things that arise and pass away so fast. And you can see them appearing, disappearing, arising and passing away in your own bodily activity and your own steps and mind. Then why are you still not clear about the characteristics of impermanent? You don't have to look outside. Within is happening. You only need to be mindful and silent. Understand? That's why now you start to understand what silent mind is, what mindfulness. Mindfulness is not just to enjoy the silence and the peace. It's for you to understand what is going on. When you are mindful and heedful, this thing will happen. Then suddenly you awaken. Yeah, so fast. No wonder it's impermanent. That's why I use the word in a state of flux. Keep on arising and passing away, birth and death. So appearing and disappearing. So these are the things you should learn. They are all continuously arising and passing away following nature's law. See their appearing and disappearing, the birth and the death, the rise and the fall, and the moment of its arising is sustained and is disappearing. Clearly with the silent mind, in direct seeing, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. so as to break free from Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion. Crack that knot, you are home. That's a knot. Minimum sotapan after that. Then maximum seven life to the sensual life. Then after that, you ambitious, go the Bodhisattva way. Come and sadhu. Sally, come. Join us. We are at Heart Sutta, page 76. So this one, clear, understand. Seeing clearly is condition arising, that is how when condition arise, the phenomena come to be. And how when the supporting condition for its sustenance are still there, then the phenomena will continue to exist. And how when any of the supporting conditions cease to be, then it will lead to the disappearance or cessation of that phenomena. You better mark this, contemplate until very, very clear. Then it sink in. Then you can prepare the base for you to see this in your silent mind, daily mindfulness. This will lead to the comprehension of its impermanent and non-self or empty nature characteristic clearly. Then you will come to understand that if you try to hold or cling onto things and want them your way, which is not nature's way, suffering will come to be. This is how you react to your sense perception via delusion that condition your evil roots to arise. Evil roots are the root of all evil, hence they have the power to condition you into negativity via your evil actions, speech and thought. This is the reason why heedfulness is very important. Heedfulness to understand all this is very important. And with heedfulness, you will be able to constantly investigate the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, to confirm that they are all the truth, hence re-establishing your faith and reaffirming your right view. The Buddha Puja or Buddhist devotional practice as taught by the Buddha are very useful practices recommended by the Buddha to help you develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya, needed for us to receive and understand spiritual teaching more easily. Silence your mind to do the Buddha Puja with very strong faith and confidence in the Buddha and his teaching. We are understanding who he is and how special and great he is. Then bow mindfully. This will develop a very strong, calm and composed mind, leading to the establishment of Virya and Sati. Then with the strong Sadha and Virya, you bow mindfully to pay respect or reverential salutation to the Buddha, to decondition the heedless thinking that you have arisen throughout the day, thereby calming the mind down to develop the stable Sati or mindfulness within. The reason being this constant bowing and chanting of the Buddha's name as practiced by the Mahayana can also help develop a very strong Sadha, Virya and Sati needed to develop the wisdom. There are also many benefits that can arise because of bowing or reverential salutation. Because paying respect or reverential salutation is also a meritorious action. Then apart from developing the faith, you can also make use of this merit to make the necessary aspiration to walk the path of Dhamma smoothly by avoiding all fools and meet up only with the wise and enlightened one, so that the Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. So all these are very important. That's why do not underestimate Buddha Puja or devotional practice. Forget about what people tell you. Don't be superstitious. Ideal worshipper. All these are right and ritual. Don't do. Focus on vipassana. You go and do that. Without spiritual faculty, you think you are doing vipassana. You are using thought-based meditation to develop samatha, energy field and concentration. Unless you know how to relax, aware, withdraw, and do the daily mindfulness. Otherwise, it's not easy. Okay. I will read on. Then apart from developing faith, we can also make use of this merit to make the next... Oh, they aren't done. Okay. Last paragraph. When we bow mindfully with very strong sadha or faith and virya, our mind is very calm and very composed, thereby helping us to develop a very stable mindfulness or sati much more easily. And it also leads us to cultivate humility. At the same time, we exercise our body. Sati is awareness before the knowing or the arising of thought, just a pure awareness within. So this bowing should be done with understanding. That is, we bow to establish mindfulness or awareness without thought, so that the body and mind move as one in perfect harmony and synchrony. Once mindfulness has been established, use it to cultivate the four postures of standing, walking, sitting and lying down. Then follow by the cultivation of sati sampajana or mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and all movement in the present moment. To develop the initial vipassana, insight or wisdom, born of the direct seeing of the three universal characteristics. Only then can we proceed with the contemplation of the four elements and the 32 parts within our physical body, and the 9 stages of cemetery decomposition to finish off kaya nupassana cultivation, just like I explained to you earlier on. After kaya nupassana, we then proceed to vedana, citta, followed by dhamma nupassana. Okay, next chapter. The meditative mind must not only be calm, but it must also be mindful and heedful within. That's why calmness meditation is not vipassana. It's not mindfulness. You must have mindfulness and heedfulness within to develop the wisdom needed to liberate the mind. It is this meditative mind that is aware, mindful and heedful, that can understand how the mind stirs and becomes afflicted via one's delusion and wrong view or ignorance, that conditions the evil roots to arise. It will come to understand its origination factor clearly as to how the evil roots come to be. It will also come to understand that before the evil root was there, the mind was originally very peaceful. Everything arises naturally via condition arising causes, and all phenomena exhibit the three universal characteristics of impermanent, anicchang, dukkhang, and anatta. Then via dhamma nupassana, cultivating the 6 internal and 6 external sense bases, one will understand clearly how to trace the origination factor behind the stirring of the mind, and how one can retrospectively reverse it via wisdom. The moment your mind stirs, dhammapada verse 1 will take its course, hence conditioning one's suffering like the wheel that follows the hood. Can follow? Okay, somebody help me read. I want to drink. Who? Eng Bi? Eng Bi? May? Who is May? Oh, May is English. Okay, May. Where are you? The accountant May. Oh, not the other May. Tuesday class, she read for us. Now I remember. Who has taken? Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, well, I take a drink. You read from the second paragraph, 1.1. Meditative mind will understand.
The meditative mind will understand how the mundane mind got caught. With understanding, it will no longer be deluded. To really see and awaken to this truth or understanding, one needs a very stable mindfulness. Take, for example, a case where a Kalamita's friend passed away suddenly at the age of 63 years old due to a heart attack. The Kalamita said, "Today I'm very sad." So I asked her why. She said, "Because she has been my very good friend for the past 20 plus years." I asked her again, "Do you know why you are so sad? And who is sad? And who is the you that is sad?"
Okay, stop. Now I remember. You know who asked this? Your choice. After that, she transformed so far. Because at that time, she still very new. You know. I always say, was young Zai. One new one on the chopping block. A new kid on the block. Okay, continue. Very good. Thank you. Wow, I can save my voice. I got an assistant now. Thank you, May.
Continue. As usual, she said attachment law. Then I said, most Buddhists answered this way, and because of that, very likely they will not develop the wisdom because they never inquire, reflect, and contemplate deep into this Dharma that has arisen, as advised by the Buddha under the second turning of this First Noble Truth. The first turning is proclamation of the First Noble Truth of Dukkha leading to Suttamaya Panya. Then, under the second turning, the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood, leading to Cittamaya Panya. So the inquiry will enable her to investigate via mindfulness and heedfulness to realize that it is the mind that has been conditioned by her wrong view or ignorance that causes her to cling onto her thought that arises via her memories of a good friend of 20 plus years, hence confirming the Buddha's final summary of the first noble truth that states, in short, it is ignorance or delusion that conditions one grasping to their five aggregates of form and mind that I call dukkha. So the cause of suffering, which is craving or grasping and clinging, conditioned by her own self-delusion or sakaya ditti, led her to cling onto her mental perceptions, memories and consciousness that conditioned her pure feeling into sadness or suffering. It is only a form and mind, not so real, because all conditioned arising phenomena are not permanent, unchanging entities that one can cling onto and say, this is me, this is I, and these are mine. Do reflect deep into this and awaken to its three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta to break free. Then we will understand that there is no one to be said, and also no one born, no one dies. Contemplation and reflect deeply and inquire, why am I still so deluded? Why can't I wake up to this truth?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Huh? You all should rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu. This one teach you how to cultivate and understand. Oh, most people, attachment law, craving law, after that don't want to do anything. Oh. Don't want to invest. Second turning, never do. That's why the US girl, he said, after he heard my explanation of the three turning, she wrote back to me. He said she never knew that there is three turning to develop wisdom. She thanked me so much. He said, we always only at the first turning, listening only, he said. We never contemplate. He said, actually the second turning is where all the hard work is. That's why my teacher Achanantra told me, you choose contemplate until very, very clear. Inquire, contemplate. This is what is the Dhamma. Second turning is what? This noble truth of suffering is to be understood. You have to trace the origination factor, how you become like that. Wrong view, attachment, self-delusion. Then what you must do? Straighten that view. Then follow what I say. Hey, no you, hey, no me. Form am I, form am I. Understand? Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, you already gone through. The five aggregates are empty, impermanent, lead to suffering and non-self, empty nature. Samo got all this suffering and sadness. Understand or not? You should answer like the Bodhisattva when the sun dies. Whatever that is of the nature to arise is of the nature to cease. What has been born or what has arisen has already passed or ceased. No amount of suffering and lamentation can help, can bring back the dead. So what you must do is do what you should do to help. No more lament and all those things as well. Then check with the sun. Do you need any help? What can I do to help you? These are more important positive actions as well. Wow, get some more 20-year-old friend, so good friend, suddenly just pass away. You think the whole world only she like that? There are a lot, some worse. That day I got one classmate, Sui An Mi Fong Wono. Yo Cheng Tiang. What stream? Electrical or so? Oh, mechanical. You see, my classmate was the president of Chongling Association alumni. He went out and gave a speech. Then he told me. After that, the other classmate, this person who passed away, put up the hand, wanted to add something and give his view. He went up there, took the mic and delivered. He appeared normal. No? The moment he finished, he come down, he walked down. Before he reached his seat, heart attack collapsed. 2 doctors were there, cannot save him. They immediately sent to UH, declared it. Understand? Life is uncertain. Death is certain. So don't go and think. That's why Buddha said contemplation on death, marana. Don't always think, average lifespan 75, 80, I still got many, many years to go. I tell you, next moment, things just happen. And this one is real life, no? Recently only. No? Yeah, last week. That's why you're very lucky, you got real life case for you to understand. And everybody was shocked because just less than a month, they got dinner together in SS2 there. The Nyonya food, what village? And what was the restaurant? No. Tanjung Bunga, Tanjung Bunga, Penang. And they were with him, no? Everybody have a good gathering, cheerful. I saw the photo. That just happened. And according to my classmate, he checked with the wife, where he is very close to the wife. That's why you have to learn from life. Don't take for granted. He went for checkup, actually. He got blocked. Artery block. Then you know what happened? He went to SJBA. Sorry. SJBA. Subang Medical Center. I every time I confused. Subang Medical. Then the doctor checked. He said, your case, complication, cannot be done. He didn't consult second opinion. He didn't let anybody know. Then you know what happened? He get a heart attack not long. The wife also knew. Then the wife told my classmate. Then my classmate discussed with me, he said, what a pity, he said. If he has let him know, well, they were very close friends from Penang, he would have advised him. Well, I got another classmate who was my roommate last time, Ato, To Chun Ho. He also got a complication, cannot do. Also Subang Medical, not SGBA, Subang Medical. All the specialists were there. The surgeon that supposed to do the NGO or bypass dare not do. Because he said this one is very tough. Then the doctor was very good. They sent out for opinion and help. See, anybody can advise and help. So all the doctors received. Then this classmate very lucky, where he was my roommate for 1 year. He met another doctor at the SJMC, Subang Medical Center. That doctor was his classmate, no? Then he saw him, he said, why are you here? He said, what are you doing here? Then he saw him so weak, so fragile. He said, I got a complication. You mean you are the one with the heart problem, I said. He straight away tell him, no. Then this doctor very good. No. He said, forget about Subang Medical. Nobody can do it for you. You go and look for another doctor. Then he recommended the Tan Sri Yahaya that did for Mahathirwan, Hussein Onsan in law. He went and see him, no. Damansara Specialist Center. That this Tan Sri Yahaya very good. Quite old already. He told him, you lucky, he said. Nobody will do for you, he said. But I can do for you because I have done this before. Luckily, he went through the bypass and now is his 4th year already survive. See? When you don't have the good karma, things become like that. So like this life, that classmate doctor who advised him and saved his life, in future life, if he got heart attack or heart problem, he will have another, not necessarily classmate, another 贵人 to advise him to do something and get the right one. Understand? That's why when you have good nature, when you know how to help, you reap what you sow. You help people, in future, God people will help you when you have problem. So the other classmate, very likely there is no such condition. That's why you don't take action, you don't seek second opinion, you don't tell people your problem. Because of what? The thought say, paise, this type of thing, how to let people know. Paise, jaga ye. Understand? So this is very clear. But we should have understanding because we really pity him. We send our condolence. But such a young classmate, I think 61 years old. Lacha ihu ya? Mifong? Suyan? Same with Mifong lah, 62 lah. This year. It's still considered quite young, but still just like that. But luckily the children, the son already grown up, no more problem. That's why my classmate contacted the son also, Albert Yeo. And he really arranged for everything. Then he thanked the classmate who turned up for the wake. I think Suyan went, last Monday. Last Monday means 1 week before, less than 1 week, 5 days before retreat. Our retreat is Saturday. Yeah. Because that night was Tuesday night. I got my class on, I think. That's why I couldn't go. I didn't reply. But I sent my blessing. So, these are life reality. If you don't have wisdom, you will suffer. Okay, very good. May help me. Continue. Thank you. Wow, relief. Otherwise, how many hours non-stop like that sharing? Machine also break down. but luckily, Anjaya make this Chinese herb for me. Thanks to Joyce also. And rejoice with you all. Your Kayamita Fund Common Pool. Buy the medicine. Okay? Sadhu. Okay, me. If you're tired, let me know. I will take over back.
Anatta of non-self nature is also emptiness. If one realizes anatta or penetrates the understanding of true emptiness, then one can also become enlightened. Once awakened to true emptiness, then one will understand why the Heart Sutra said, true emptiness is wonderful existence. When thinking, one is clouded by what one thinks, hence no clarity to understand what is happening within the moment to awaken to the truth. As man can only do one thing at a time, that is, either one is aware and silent within, heedful, or lost in thoughts, hence heedless. Living beings are most of the time preoccupied with what they think, plus all of their minds' reactions to the three evil roots that they create within their thought process via their likes and dislikes, pleasant and unpleasant feelings and emotions that arise upon contact of mind within every moment of sense experiences. In the Diamond Sutra, it is said the mind must have no dwelling. Hui Neng understood this stanza when he heard it because Hui Neng's mind is true mind. Reason why he was able to see things as they are via the silent mind without thought, as he was born without the mundane mind. If you create via thoughts, then there is good and bad for you to dwell on. So duality will arise because thoughts divide via words and concepts like gender, race, religion, nationality, right and wrong, good and bad, etc. Non-duality is the doctrine of true emptiness. With wisdom, one can see things as they are and can accept everything that happens as natural, all the way things are, hence transcending all dualities that lead to reaction of mind. Knowing via thought is knowledge, whereas awakening via the silent mind without thought is enlightenment, which is an understanding, and understanding is non-rigid because it is not knowledge. No right and no wrong because everything is just the way it is, true suchness or tatada. Dhammapada verse 183 states that all evil is to be avoided, do good and purify the mind. And this is the advice of all Buddhas, which all Buddhists must follow. To purify the mind, one must develop the enlightenment factors of equanimity and samadhi to see things as they are. Then, with wisdom, one will come to understand that things are just the way they are, and there will be no good and evil, right and wrong, wholesome and unwholesome, etc. in meditation. No right, no wrong, because deluded person will say deluded things, angry person will say angry things, so accept them for what they are via perceiving them with equanimity. When you perceive a life situation with negativity or without equanimity, you will react and your mind will stir to bring about suffering to all, including yourself. The Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only seeing consciousness and there's no one to see. An external form arises through consciousness. So do wake up to this reality via the pure awareness to see clearly that mind is the forerunner of all things and mind is chief. Everything arises when mind arises. Then when we understand that we can reverse all these mental creations via returning all external mental creations to mind consciousness, then mind consciousness to the pure awareness, and then pure awareness back to the great void, which is emptiness, via realizing the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana, then we would have understood the whole mystery of nature's creation. If all phenomena can be returned to mind consciousness, then to pure awareness, and then finally back to true emptiness, it means they are all not so real. All created by mind via consciousness and mind made are they. Hence the phenomenon world is a world of consciousness and they are all really empty. Beyond mind, there is no creation and no suffering. Without mind, there is no form, no perception, no feeling, no sankhara, hence no karma and no creation via mental consciousness. Cognition via mental perceptions is all mind-made, hence phenomena and perceptions are all linked. They are all impermanent, leading to suffering and anatta or empty. The pure awareness before the knowing...
Stop for a while, thank you, very good. The sentence which May just read, you realize the similarity with Hatsutana. In true emptiness, all these don't exist. You know why? Because no mind. The unconditioned. That's why I say, beyond mind, there is no creation and no suffering. Understand not? We have no mind to suffer, no mind to develop all those dhamma. Understand not? Yeah. So that's why there is no aggregate. No mind means no condition arising that aggregate the form, perception, feeling, sankhara, and consciousness. Then no karma, no creation. Then everything ceases. Now you understand Hatsutta, why Kuan Yin say in true emptiness all these don't exist. Four noble truths also don't exist. But it is for the conditioned world, understand? Conditioned world got mundane mind, understand? That's why got all this. No mundane mind, who perceive Dhamma? Everything cannot arise, understand? That's why when you understand that, you have both wisdom. You know Dhamma is just for the conditioned world, like a raft to help you cross the ocean of samsara. Don't carry it after that. Don't go and remember it like knowledge. Oh, then every time you want to act, recall memory. Hey, Buddha say this, Buddha say that, or Brother Teo say this. Then you try to act like what I say. You don't understand what I say, how to act. That's why do not be gullible anymore. So this is very important. Okay, read on. Thanks, May.
The pure awareness before the knowing, or essence of mind which can be aware of the silence of nature, is not a conditioned arising phenomenon. Hence, it is the unconditioned and also your true mind. But it is not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can call the me and the I. But the mundane conditioned arising mind needs sense data in the form of vibration for the arising of the hearing consciousness to perceive, hence its conditioned arising nature of the phenomenal world.
So this one you all can understand now. Silent of nature means what? Who knows about silent? Who can perceive silent? This one no sense data, understand? No vibration, no hearing consciousness, silent, understand? If there is no hearing consciousness, then who is aware of silence? Who? It's not the mundane mind anymore. Yeah. It's not a perception anymore. Yeah. It's your true mind, the true awareness, aware. That's why that one, no need sense data, not condition arising. Understand or not? Can follow or not? All your hearing consciousness, you need vibration. Silent, where got vibration? So no hearing consciousness, with the organ also you cannot hear. But this is silent. Yet somebody inside is aware, can understand that. That is your true mind. It's only aware. That's why the form and mind will understand that there is silence, there is stillness. There is the direct awakening and the seeing. This is how you meditate. Can follow? Now, I hope this one is so penetrative. That's why song like is a page 60 onward. That's why I have to skip through very fast. Okay, may help to read on.
Question 1. I often feel peace and calm during meditation. I also feel warm in my body. As I bow and chant, it increases the mindfulness in me. Thereafter, it prepares me for a more effective sitting meditation. Brother Teo, as you meditate, the yin and yang energies can build up to cause heat and cold to arise within your body. Here at Wu Ping Ting She, there is no air conditioning, so we tend to feel warm and sometimes we sweat too. Is the warmness uncomfortable? No, it is quite soothing. Then it is okay and you can just silence your mind and relax into it. And as long as your mind is not affected by the heat, then you're at peace with it. Otherwise, your mind will be affected and cause you to react. For some who do samatha or one-pointedness concentration and absorption type of meditation, they tend to have this heat problem because of their yin and yang imbalance. This is especially so for those who like to play with energy fields to develop psychic powers. The maras too can come and dilute them and disturb them. But if they know how to release the energy built up and come out to the normal state of awareness to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness to develop the wisdom as taught by the Buddha, then they are all right and they can also develop the enlightenment.
Good. Continue. Thank you.
Brother Teo, how about your daily mindfulness? Are you able to develop it? Reply. For a while only because I get easily agitated and affected when confronted with difficult situations in daily life. Then the calmness and the daily mindfulness are all gone. Brother Teo, habitual tendencies born of the wrong will to perceive certain situations with negativity is the cause. You lack right will and you should reflect, contemplate and inquire deep into Dhamma via the second turning of the first noble truth to develop the Chittamaya Panya to overcome this problem of yours. You should inquire why you are agitated or affected. How do these habitual tendencies that cause you to react to such situations come about? You will finally come to understand that it is because you have certain expectations and preferences born of your wrong view that condition you to think that way for so long already. You are actually grasping or clinging onto your wrong thoughts born of your conditioned memories. Seeing this clearly with your pure awareness will enable you to straighten your view via silencing your mind to develop the wisdom and right understanding needed to free your mind. You can also inquire to free via applying the work as taught by Byron Katie. The work is a simple yet powerful process of inquiry that teaches you to identify and question the thoughts that cause all the sufferings in this world. It is a practical way to understand what's hurting you and to address the cause of your suffering or problems with clarity. Her work consists of four lines of questioning or inquiries to develop the wisdom to free, and they are: first, question the wrong thoughts that condition you to react habitually. Is it true? Second, then inquire again by asking, can you absolutely know that it is true? Third, how do you react and what happens when you believe that thought? You are afflicted, isn't it? Hence, it is a wrong thought and you should arise the right effort to abandon it instead of believing it or clinging onto it to condition your suffering and misery. Fourth, who would you be without this wrong thought? Peaceful and at ease, isn't it? With this clarity of mind and non-reaction, then we can act following the Noble Eightfold Path to resolve whatever issue amicably without having to resort to any negativity of action speech and thoughts, thereby leading to the end of all suffering. Then you will perceive life differently, and you will know how to truly live life to experience all of its beauties and wonders. The pure awareness with wisdom within is so beautiful that it can experience all of nature's pristine purity and beauty. When I was in New Zealand, I can feel that the nature there is so pure and so different because there is very little human consciousness to pollute it. Even the food I eat makes my body feel so good.
Ah, sadhu, very good. You know New Zealand, population 2-3 million, the sheep 60 million. Why they don't pollute the consciousness? The sheep don't think like you, not so cunning like you, not so deceitful like you, don't have such strong ego like you. In the cold, they grow their fur and wool. After shave, they endure. That's why they are very simple, although born as animal, right? Then when they need something or food, then the mother feed. Like your baby cry, the mama come. So you must be sensitive to understand all this. Then the Bhayam Kirti work is very good because number three, you look at number three. How do you react and what happens when you believe that thought? Take for example, when you have a problem with relationship, especially with your spouse. What does the thought tell you? Which you prefer, husband or wife? Wife. Oh shit! The wife complain. My husband, how can he do that? Get me married, then get me to do all these things, never appreciate. But take client out for dinner, entertain client. Never entertain the wife. So what you think? Sure, frustrated. Then colleague or friend call, your husband taking the secretary out. Didn't take the client out. Wah, bei tahan. So what you do? This thought will make you unhappy, angry. Then what? Suspect. Then when the husband come back, you think you still honey, how are you today? I tell you, first thing you check the shirt, got what, perfume or not, then got lipstick or not. Oh, the moment you see something red, you think lipstick, throw tantrum. So how? Because you believe the thought that go in. When you believe the thought, how? Jealous, angry, all these are evil. Then felt insecure. Wow. What happened if the secretary younger, more pretty, I already at this age, work until chan already. So if my husband choose the other one, how? I tell you, all these wrong thoughts will go in. That's how relationship break down. Understand? Then what happened? Because these are all wrong thoughts, understand? According to the Buddha's teaching, what are wrong thoughts? Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your envy, your jealousy, your selfishness, your insecurity, your misery and your suffering. And these are wrong thoughts. So what must you do? First, right effort to abandon ourselves, then prevent it from arising. Then meditate on it. Because these are wrong thoughts. It come and go. That's why Bhayam Kirti realized this. Then he said, if I don't think that thought, before I got that thought or that idea to complain, I was peaceful in there. Correct? And because of the thought, I become like that, like a monster. Because of jealousy, hatred. I sacrificed so much, I did so much, not appreciate it. Some more go outside and curi makan, tao jia. So all these thoughts go in. That's why it conditions and make you furious and miserable. That's why it becomes hatred. From love, it becomes hatred. Because the trust is gone. Understand? No? The sincerity, without trust, there is nothing to talk about sincerity. No? When you breach that trust, you are not sincere. So this relationship will fail. Then you ask yourself, does it mean the end of the world? You want to become miserable and suffer. Because of your fear, your insecurity, and your hatred, you react until you become so miserable. You suffer like anything.
Then you ask yourself, if without this thought, what will I be? You are peaceful, understand not? Then there is, what is it? Peaceful and at ease. Then with this clarity of mind and non-reaction, then you can act according to the noble path, eightfold path. You don't need to fear, understand not? Just approach it sincerely with noble eightfold path to resolve things amicably, like how I teach the other colleague, the friend who husband, the two daughter, same age as my children. How to resolve it? Well, one day the husband come back. Honey, tonight I take you for dinner. Only the two of us. Then after dinner, very nice dinner, the husband say, I hope you understand. I have been trying to tell you. I really, really wish you can accept what I request. He said, I want to divorce you. The wife panicked. Last time nurse give up her career, then stay housewife, give birth to two beautiful children, raise them until form 3, form 4. Yeah. Suddenly the husband come back and tell her this. She straight away tell him, stop, I don't want to listen. Run out of the restaurant. Go back herself. Cry like anything. Then came and see us. Then we teach how to resolve amicably. I said, you grieve also no use. You pay. He has made the decision. So. No matter what happened, he is still your ex-husband. Not ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. Ex-husband. He is still the father of the two children. He still has a duty. You resolve it amicably with him. Then we teach her how to approach. Then he went back, talked to the husband after that. He said, okay. I think I understand now. It must be somebody much prettier, younger and what. He said, don't worry. If that is what your decision is, if that is what you want, I can agree or give you my blessing on condition you agree to three things. Oh, what are the three things? First one is what? No, children is later. He said, I am a housewife, I got no job. I need the house. Transfer the name immediately. I don't want you to promise. Because you want divorce, transfer first. Then every month, minimum 5,000 for my own need. Second, children's education, or you count it. Understand? Until university, until they are independent. Because they are still your children. Third condition, very easy. I know now you don't want to have dinner with me anymore. But the third condition is every week come back 2 days, have dinner with my children. Wow, the husband so happy. You know. Just like that, nothing else? The husband got money. Wow, agree. You know. Then she become different. We say, you also independent. You also can go and look for a boyfriend. You also can get back. You say, yeah, lah. He said in her own word, Hokkien or Hoi Pakasi Si, I chulai bu besai. Wow, now, choy, I don't know. Want to buy nice dress or what? Go ahead. Got money to spend, got house. Because last time the fear is dependent. So this one agree, you got no more fear than that. Then your children still with you, understand? Stay with you. Then every 2 weeks he come back. You know. The trick is, the secretary cannot take it on. You know why? The husband go and tell the secretary, wow, agree already, divorce. Wow, the secretary very happy. Then after that, sorry. He said, don't talk about divorce. Don't talk about divorce. You want, I let you do. But three conditions. So the wife refused to talk about divorce. Then the husband go and tell the secretary, my wife agrees. So she thought agree to divorce her. But didn't know. Agree to let him stay with the secretary. They got different dwelling or something. Then the other three conditions explained to the wife. The secretary. So this secretary happy. So after about a few weeks, the secretary asked, so when are you going to divorce her? You know what the husband said? What do you mean? You only want us to be together, isn't it? Now my wife agree, you somehow want to push until divorce her. She already given in, no, I don't want to create more problem, no. Well, the secretary cannot tahan already. Then the secretary also not stupid one, no. He said like that, okay. He make sure the cash flow come in. The secretary do all the cash flow, everything. Then one day, the secretary abscond with all the money, you know, after 6 months. Until his business cash flow problem collapsed. Then only he know what karma is. Then after that, come back and apologize to the wife. Do give me a second chance. I know it's my fault. I make a big mistake. Finally, return to normal. Oh, like that you resolve your problem. And you gain so much. You go and quarrel with him, argue with him, throw tantrum with him, and chase him out of the house. How? Out of anger you do that. Then you miss him. Then no support, nothing. How? Children also see you so sad, also affected. So this is how you resolve your problem amicably. Understand or not? Already married so long. If the husband is without the Dhamma, if he do all those things, he has his karma, understand not? So you don't have to end up like him. You amicably resolve it. That's why it turned out so beautifully. Then after that few months, the husband came back. She called us. She invited us all over. Then we went on. She was full of joy. She said, Atio, he called me Atio, Atio. He never called me Brother Atio. Atio, Atio, Lu Chai Wai Ang Jo Hai Miyo. Itui lai ho, ask for forgiveness ho. Wow. I saw the joy in her face ho. Got like that one. Then I said, well, luckily you listened to the advice. He said, yeah, that was a good one. So, learn how to resolve through the Dhamma way. Talk to people politely, resolve it amicably. Then, through your goodness, you will actually resolve it. Okay, what's the time now? Oh, okay. We finish it. 3.3, not yet. Okay, we read and finish 3.3.
Question 2. How do you perceive opening chakras via Qigong practices? Brother Teo, when you use your thought to open...
You use the word answer by Brother Teo. Otherwise, he think this is Brother Teo asking questions. My answer become his question or her question. Is it answer by Brother Teo? Okay, sorry.
Answer by Brother Teo. When you use thought to open your chakras, you have to be careful because the thought created by the unenlightened being still has delusion, so it can bring about yin and yang imbalance. It can also mean tempering because wherever you focus and concentrate your mind, the thought energy will build up there. It is advisable to develop only the relaxation and mindfulness training and exercises within the Qigong practices, not to focus and store your thought energy at the Dan Tian, unless the intention is to develop the Qi for health purposes. Do not use it to develop the psychic or energy field. There is a safer and more genuine way to open the chakras via developing the wisdom first. Then, when the mind can cease via wisdom, one can make use of it to develop the 10 perfections to walk the Bodhisattva way to realize Buddhahood. Develop the loving kindness, compassion and wisdom, and then stay at the heart area and silence one's mind to detect the gateway to our nature. This gateway will melt all our life force and mental or pure awareness energies into our nature to become pure neutral energy, which is no more of the yin and yang type. This is the pure energy that can really open up the chakras internally via trust, i.e. without the interference of any thought.
Ah, very good. Thank you. So, Jia, this is for you. So, no need to take note. Everything there. So, only slowly read through. Then you investigate yourself and find out like how you started by relaxing and you find it so different. But don't panic when you say, I don't know who I am now. Understand? That one is actually a good sign. Why do you want to know who are you? When you cannot have the atta or egoic mind to remember who are you, then you are beautiful. Then you are just that, no name. So that jia what? Jia, don't know what. Is it you? That one is a name people give you. Then this physical body element only, how can it be you? Then your mundane mind, the five aggregate, even the aggregate of the mind, feeling come and go, consciousness come and go, perception come and go, thinking, mental state come and go. And when they disappear, you never die. Understand? So how can the form and mind be you? If they are not you, then how come you still want to know who are you? What are you? That's why your question, who is eating? Who is doing all these things? This is actually awakening. But because you cannot link it to the Dhamma, because without the prototype, you cannot awaken. That's why you need this Dhamma to actually explain to you. So, all this will happen because you are going through a transition. When you release from the energy field, then what happens is, when you try to relax, the energy actually is still there, but much less. You are still in some form of apana, but at the very much lower level already. Understand? That's why you can have like very mindful, like everything very clear. But your latent tendency, anusaya, not written out yet. Understand? Well, you haven't developed the insight, the direct seeing. But the thought tell you, how come like that? Like no thought. Understand? I don't know who I am. Then you have the understanding. But you have to release some more. Understand? Relax some more. Then go into daily mindfulness. When I say you can have this mind state of awareness in the midst of life, you look at me, remember? You don't believe it can be done. Then now you have confidence. Try it. It will help you a lot. Okay? Oh. Sadhu, I rejoice. Okay. So, we end. You got time for one or two questions. Okay, 15 minutes. Anybody wants to report meditation or ask about the Dhamma? Nobody? Nobody, then you start your meditation. Okay, start your meditation. Then I come back earlier so that we got some time. Otherwise, after your meditation, you don't have much time already. Okay, why not we do it this way? I will come back at 4:30. 4:40. So that I have another 50 minutes. 4:40. Okay, you all can start your meditation. Wow, very good, We cover until page 82 already. More than halfway already. Oh, good.